Tom Panos, no John McGrath, no Troy Malcolm, but there is Seth Watts in the house, also known, a.k.a. the AI guy. And I've got to tell you, AI is red hot. We're live on your podcast. We're live on your social media, well, probably Facebook right now. Team, so excited. Million-dollar agent. But I can't remember the last time, I don't think it's ever been done, Seth, the last time I did a podcast minus John McGrath. He's not here.
John's had a big day, so I think he's got a good excuse today.
He's had a very busy day. But Seth Watts, one of the great thought leaders of real estate, met him in the world of printing and publishing. But these days, he's known as the AI guy. And I've got to tell you, so looking forward to, you know, your presentation at Ready 24, which was about 2 weeks. It was actually 2 weeks.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Incredible presentation on how real estate agents are using AI to actually either get a listing, make a sale, build their personal brand. This is here right now, and real estate agents that aren't using it are basically now having a disadvantage, right? Disadvantage.
Absolutely, Tom. Absolutely. And before we get started, I got to say, there is one industry that is not going to be disrupted by AI. And I just got my tooth filled. I'm a bit numb, and dentistry has got no worries about AI. So apologies if I'm a little bit lispy, but we're going to do our best today as the Novocaine wears off today.
Did they give you anything to numb it?
That's why, you know, this side of my face may be less expressive. But, you know, we'll let the AI do the talking. So, you know, I'm legit today.
So, Seth, one of the biggest challenges I've seen over the years as someone that is involved in presentations and talking to real estate agents in teaching is the ability to take a topic and move it from ideation to execution. Right. And have the ability to then allow that person to use that that information in a way that can help them in our business. Anyway, let's talk about real estate. I mean, basically, there are three pillars in our business: get a listing, make a sale, and increasingly build a personal brand. You're a big believer, as I are, that once your brand is super strong, it actually acts as a layer of prospecting. I mean, it attracts inquiry to you, right?
Absolutely. The attraction agent has gone from theory to reality in every sense of the word.
Correct. Now, Seth, this Thursday you're going to do a presentation at News Corp in Brisbane for the Real Estate Gym. But that presentation that you did to around 1,500 agents at Randwick Racecourse 2 weeks ago at Ready 24, the feedback I got was that you were the star of the show, ahead of both the Andre Agassi and also that soccer coach.
Well, listen, I think AI is the star here, Tom, because, I mean, I think all of us are sort of getting it now that this is going to be a game changer. And it's funny, Tom, because you and I had this chat a week before I did that presentation. You're like, mate, listen, the fancy stuff is good, but you've got to translate it to agents and their day-to-day. And I did that, and I actually reckon that was the magic. It was that translation. It's where you started this presentation, that the fancy stuff is great, but it's how do I today help manage my buyers? How do I do better with vendor tough conversations? How do I get out there and deliver a better outcome for my customers? And I think that's what I want to talk about today, like the real stuff. Like, how do we actually help everybody watching today do better work?
Okay. So, Seth, you said to me that you've had real estate clients since Ready actually do things that you covered in your presentation, and they're getting results. We're a results-oriented industry. At the end of the day, we get paid for the results, you know. And I think actually that soccer coach, and I keep forgetting his name. I do know his name.
Tony Gustafson, something similar.
That's it. He fundamentally says, let's face it, at the end of the day, whether you're in real estate or whether you're a soccer coach or you're a soccer player, you will be judged for your results, right? That's your results. You've been able to help, you know, agents straight away get you know, price alignments on properties. In some markets, the only reason why a property is not selling is that they're not getting the vendor to accept the reality of the market. And you were able to show how you can do that with AI. You also played a beautiful prospecting call and showed the advantage that AI has with prospecting, like no feelings. Keep making those calls, even though, you know, you're getting resistance. So, yeah, I'd love to, mate, what were some of the things that you spoke about at Ready that agents can actually start using, including crucial conversations when we live in a world of having to deliver bad news to people?
Yeah, and bad news that requires behavioral change, right? And I had three separate clients come back to me over the last couple of weeks, and a shout out to all of them because they know who they are. But and they were sort of thinking about, well, how do I go to this next step of getting AI to do work for me that's going to help me move, either sell property or list it? So there's a couple of areas that I think are worthwhile talking about, right, Tom? So the first one, which I just thought this was brilliant, is if you think about the most difficult conversations we have to have as an industry, I reckon the price adjustment conversation has got to be up there. That whole conversation about Mr. and Mrs. Vendor, listen, I know I told you that it was going to, you know, that I thought we'd get 1.5 to 1.6. The market's telling us differently. We're going to have to make that jump to get the interest. Like that whole conversation is just never easy. And what I had from these three clients is they saw this, and I didn't see this, but they saw the fact that, hey, great, what if we got ChatGPT to help me with those conversations? So I'm going to, Tom, I know we're live streaming, so I think I can do this demo. And I just want to show, it's easier to show this stuff maybe and explain it as I go. But what they did, so what I'm looking at here is just, this is Ignite. This is REA's backend platform. And this is the platform that tells us with sale estimates and a whole bunch of other stuff. So, you know, a cool backend. Most of us have access to this, right? But the genius here was this. What they did is they literally went and they cut and paste this page. So I'm going to do something slightly different.
By the way, everyone, those that are listening to this on podcasts, I'm letting you know this episode will be put into my YouTube page where a lot of the training content goes. Yeah. You can actually visually, so as you're listening to Seth, understand you can actually see this whole episode on YouTube. Over to you, Seth.
Great. So Tom, what we're looking at is basically just the summary and the price. So what these agents did, which is just genius, is they took all of this really valuable market information. It talks about property history, recent sales. So it gives this beautiful overview on what's happening in the marketplace, right? They cut into ChatGPT, and I've got this great little tool that we can cheat on this. And then what they do is they say, write a letter to a stubborn vendor suggesting a price reduction. So this is what they're asking ChatGPT to do, and suggest that a price reduction is the appropriate strategy to drive buyer interest. In other words, they're asking ChatGPT to have this difficult conversation for them. And they're going to use real data, in this case, Ignite. So a price reduction, let's just say, Tom, of 10% from 3.2 million to, let's just pick a number, 2.9 million, right?
Yeah.
So literally, this has taken me 2 seconds to write this out. Look what happens. So we go through, and again, this is just a cool little interface for ChatGPT, but it goes through and creates this amazing piece of content. I hope it finds you well as we navigate the dynamic market. Our goal remains to ensure your property gets the best price. Then it goes through and says, great, based on what's happening out there, we actually suggest this price reduction. It gives all of the language that's so hard to do, right? So let's just have a quick look. It gives all the language. The suggestion is not made lightly, but it's backed by compelling evidence. This is the estimated selling range, our proposed price. It's just really nice language, Tom. And because it's using this call to authority or this, like, all this data from Ignite, it just sounds super scientific. So you're having this conversation, you're doing it in conjunction, and ChatGPT is putting all of the words for us together. I like this because it allows us, I think, as an industry to sort of take data that's freely available to us and actually use it to help us achieve things. I've had clients who've done this now, and they're getting like 60-70% of vendors agreeing after receiving these types of emails to the price reduction. And I think we all understand how powerful that is, because, you know, price is going to drive interest, it's going to drive results. And if this type of thing, it's so easy to do, and it sort of allows you to really step up pretty quickly with AI. So that's sort of my first tip.
Is that so, Seth? for those that are watching and listening, is that what you just showed there is a simple ChatGPT account, or it's an added third-party platform that is talking to ChatGPT, or is that?
So listen, Tom, for my demo, I've got to get up on stage and show this stuff to people. So I wrote that little app, and what it does is it takes the page, takes the prompts, and bangs them together. So that was just something we developed. But if you're just using ChatGPT, all you have to do, cut and paste the data from Ignite, ask to write the reduction, and it'll do it. That's all we're doing. There's no secret here. Anybody with ChatGPT, even the free version, can do this today. Like, and for God's sakes, don't wait. Like, this kind of stuff should be in your toolkit right now. If you're not using this stuff this afternoon to get price reductions, I just reckon you're leaving money on the table, because anybody can do it.
Great tip there. Ladies and gentlemen, when you adjust the price, the magical buyer always appears.
Always comes, right?
Yeah. What Seth has demonstrated there is your job is to interpret data and then convey that data. What he's been able to do there is through AI is to deliver it in a way that delivers it better than what you probably would have been able to deliver. Because I don't think we're great at giving people bad news, right?
No, and we're not all bloody, you know, English professors either. So it's not, you know, I mean, not all of us can go through and do this type of stuff. And ChatGPT, we're all kind of English professors now, right? Like, we can create this beautiful prose. And Tom, what I love about it is it feels so scientific, right? Like, it really does feel like, you know, you've presented yourself as the property expert. You've presented yourself as the expert negotiator. This is really consistent with your listing presentation.
Okay, let's move on to the second usable AI tip you want to share today.
Okay, so I'm really interested, Tom, in scalability, right? Because I reckon, especially for good performers out there, like they're dealing with multiple properties at the same time, multiple listings, you know, tens if not hundreds of buyers simultaneously. So we banged out this next example. And there is a bit of tech here. So we're sort of downloading buyer lists out of Ignite. So Ignite gives you, you know, if you've got 100 buyers, you click a button that says download the Excel file and you can get all the buyers. But let me show you what we did with that, because I reckon this is an absolute ripper. Okay. So this is a video of what we did. And this is sort of what that, Tom, that what you get out of Ignite, but you could get this out of any other tool you're using on the door to collect buyer information as they come through or off your website or whatever. And normally it's going to have the buyer name, his or her email address, their mobile, which property they visited, if they have a property to sell, and some comments, right? Like, yeah, this has been around about 30 years. It was either on a piece of paper or on a spreadsheet. Now, I've been a bit fancy here, Tom. I've added language because I want to show a cool party trick. But what we did here is we downloaded a product called Numerous. So, Tom, if we can get this into the show notes, Numerous, and it's a little plugin for Excel. And the thing I love about Numerous is it's kind of similar to that last example, where it allows us to do AI in Excel in a really cool way. So let me show you what it does. So the first thing we do is we go to one cell, we call it response, and then I'm going to cut and paste it's like an Excel formula, right? And it says write a response. And then instantly it then writes a response. But these responses are magic, because I want you to, and I'm going to stop here. And so for the people listening, I'm going to explain what it's done. But what this has done is it's read, I've got 12 buyers here. John, the first buyer, says, I love the backyard and the open floor plan. And so what this tool does, it says, hey, John, thank you for attending the open home and for your positive feedback. The spacious backyard and open floor plan are great features. I'll reach out on Monday for further chat. So it actually, when you're doing your SMS responses back on a Saturday, it starts to make them custom. But where it gets really crazy cool is here on the screen, Lee, who is clearly a Chinese native speaker, gives us feedback but wants a response back in Chinese. So it automatically creates a Chinese response that you can cut and paste into iMessages and send off. Well, Maria wants Greek. Olivia had some problems. She thought the living room is too small. So it talks about, hey, great, let's talk about how we could work with that on Monday. So all of these, Tom, are really, really fast ways to create a personal connection with buyers. And as I've said thousands of times, I reckon buyers are the biggest opportunity in this industry, because we don't today have time to give them the attention maybe they need. ChatGPT and generative AI is going to allow us to do that. So you want to send a call?
Well, while you're there, can I stop? Get you to stop sharing for a moment?
Yeah, and I'm going to show you a party trick in a sec. But yeah, go on.
Oh, sorry. You want to show it to me now while it's continuing? Show it to me.
You sure? Yeah. Okay, well, give me 2 seconds. You're going to have to put up
All I was going to do, Seth, is actually, this will take me 30 seconds. Here is my market wrap. Seth, on Saturday, in my car, let me just do it here. We go here, share. Here is my market wrap in Korean.
Oh, mate. And what? Let's see it.
하고 있지만 결국 서로에게 상당히 알려져 있는 사실로 드러났습니다.
Oh, I love it.
그리고 나는 그들이 결과에 영향을 주려고 함께 일하고 있었다고 믿습니다. 이것은 증명하기 어려울 것입니다. 하지만 실제로 일어난 일은 이렇습니다. 입찰을
Now I'm going to stop sharing. Seth, I can't tell you the amount of people on social media that are non-people that don't know me that says, can you please confirm, is this you or AI? Because it actually comes across extremely believable, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I've had people on YouTube go off that were speaking in that dialect and say, because you probably don't understand, and he's gone off and he's translated it all in English to people, right?
Yeah, and what you'll find, though, is the translation is genius. I mean, it's brilliant. Like, I've been mucking around with some of these translations, and I'd like, I mean, your audience should know this, right? Like, the quality in the olden days when you ran it through Google Translate, translation was a bit hit and miss, right? But with ChatGPT or with Claude, whichever one you want to use, like, these translations are amazing. Like, native speakers are sitting back and going, my God, how did you get the dialect of, you know, Northern Shanghai perfectly? And it's really powerful stuff. And so, you know, I think there's areas we've got to be a bit careful with Gen AI, but translation is not one of them. Like, if you want to send out translated documents to your vendors, you know, I think it's, except for contracts, never do contracts, but other stuff, I think you should have real confidence and start right away. That can be our next tip. I was going to, I think you've stolen my thunder, but I was going to show, you know, we were mucking around up on stage at Ready 24, what a Saturday afternoon would look like. So we said, great, you take your buyers. Well, then we'll do the responses and then, well, stuff it. Let's not SMS them. Let's do something similar on video and let's do this, right?
Sound, Seth, there's no sound.
Give me a sec. We can make it work, mate. Let's share screen. Best laid plans may not work on this one, Tom. You know what? I'm actually not even going to try the technical stuff because I'm going to have to undo AirPods and all the rest of it. We're not going to get away with that.
For those that aren't, that can't see the screen, you brought up an image that had you, whatever. So what was it? What was
the So what we did is we took all of those 12 responses from the spreadsheet. We then dropped them into HeyGen, and we said, great, we want to create custom videos for every single buyer so that every single buyer in their language of choice got a, g'day, Tom. I just wanted to say thank you this afternoon for coming to 123 Maple Street. I loved your feedback on the garden and the living room, and I'm looking forward to following up a call on Monday. So that workflow where, I mean, just imagine if you're a buyer. So you meet Tom on the door at the open. He then sends you a bespoke video, for God's sakes, on your phone that says, thanks for coming. And it's in Mandarin if I'm a Mandarin speaker, or in Greek if I'm a Greek speaker. That type of multimedia video buyer management is really becoming easy. And the crazy thing about HeyGen, Tom, is you can upload a spreadsheet straight into HeyGen. Not only will it build all the videos, it'll email them out for you automatically. Literally one button and you're done. So that kind of technology starts to show us what the future looks like, right? Like, we're going to be sending out 10,000 prospecting videos on a Sunday, and every single one of those prospecting videos is going to be customized, multilingual. And the future is now. Like, when we think about this, like, this stuff, is it perfect? No. Is it available today? Absolutely. Is it going to change the game for agents who take up with it? Absolutely. You know, I mean, so this ain't the future anymore.
It's not that's, I reckon you've summed that up there, because I think that we've been hearing about AI for years. We've been hearing about the robots, this, the world's changing. And then somehow seamlessly, a bunch of people now are using stuff that is all AI, and they're not wearing white scientist jackets. They're not, yep. You know, they are me.
Which, it's you and me, buddy.
Yes.
You know, you're doing it. You're doing Korean podcasts, for God's sakes, out of your car. Like, it's crazy. And it's not even that hard. You know, and I just reckon everybody out there, like, you know, we figured it out. It didn't take much for us to do it. And now is the time to start playing with this stuff.
You know, Tom, we've spoken about, you know, creating the first 20 million GCI agent. We've spoken about growing your farm area from 2,000 homes to 2 million. This is how you do it, right? So you put a combo of video marketing, combo of buyer management, a combination of prospecting, buyer post open management, et cetera. And the other point that we haven't talked about is sort of even things like communication automation and reading all the documents for you, giving you summaries, not actually having to go through everything, especially things like contracts, like AI will read it all for you and give it to you in a 5-point summary. You know, you can see the genesis now of what a $20 million GCI agent looks like. They've got all these pieces and they build these pillars to go out and get scalability.
Vendor reports must be a now AI thing, 100%. Like a vendor report, after what I've just seen you do, vendor reports, they'd chop that down in an instant.
Oh, instantly. And, you know, and you put things like Realtor together plus some of the AI stuff, like, because Realtor does this stuff pretty well, but you combo it out with Gen AI, and it's like mind-blowing how easy it is. And it's funny, Tom, I mean, we always say you've got to do the hard work, and, you know, great agents just sit there and do the hard work, all of which is true, right? But by the same token, I reckon Gen AI is going to allow the hard work to become a whole lot easier and a whole lot higher quality for a lot less effort. So it does feel like a bit of a revolution.
Seth, absolutely brilliant. Is there anything you want to add to before we go?
Mate, no, that was a fun session, you know, a bit of a freestyle thing going on, but that was good.
And guys and girls, Seth Watts from Campaign Agent, also known as the AI Guy. You can find him on the social media platform, Seth Watts, AI Guy. You type any of those things, he will come up. Absolute pleasure. The future is here. Listen, if you don't like change, you're going to hate extinction. And I've got to tell you, that statement is truer now more than any other time, right?
Yeah, that's smart, Tom. That's a good way to finish.
Thank you so much. See you next week, everyone.